four lines from the bottom of Ayinama Beis. We talked about the chagiga that you bring on Pesach, and we said there's actually two different kinds of chagiga. There's the one that you bring. There's the one that you bring on the 14th of Nisan, together with the Korban Pesach, with the idea that the Korban Pesach should be nechal ala soiva, that you eat the Korban Pesach in order to fill up, not that you're eating it as the main thing of your meal. Corresponding to that, nowadays we said we have the afikoman. So that's the first kind of chagiga. And we said that you don't always bring that, because if Pesach is on Shabbos, or the Korban Pesach is being brought for Toma, or you have a very few people registered for your Korban Pesach, so therefore everybody has a lot of meat, then you don't bring a chagiga with it. Then we said, on the other hand, there's also the chagiga of the 15th, which is a different korban, which is that you have a mitzvah when you're coming on Aliyah L'Regel for any of the Shalosh Regalim, then you have to bring a korban chagiga. And that one has to be brought beginning on the 15th, and then you have the entire Pesach or the entire Sukkos respect, or in the case of Shavuos, you have the one day of Shavuos and 6 days after it to bring it. Aside from that, also, we mentioned yesterday, Eli actually brought it up first, about the mitzvah of simcha, that you have a mitzvah to bring shalmei simcha. You have a mitzvah to bring shlomim and eat the meat of them, and that way you have simcha. So now we're going to be focusing on the interplay of these different karbanos. So the Gemara says, Oma ola Oma Rabbi Elazar, shlomim sheshachten me'erev yamtiv, shlomim that you shechted on the day before Yom Tov. So now you have to remember, a shlomim you can eat for 2 days. So that means 2 days and the night in between. So if you shecht them erev Yom Tov, means you have erev Yom Tov, let's say erev Pesach, to eat them that night and the following day. So that means they're going into the time when you could eat them and be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. But Ula says, no, any yotz behem loy mishum simcha, v'loy mishum chagiga. You're not yotz with them, not the mitzvah of simcha, and not the mitzvah of chagiga. So Tosfos says, we're talking about, even let's say, for example, you originally planned that this one is going to be the chagiga of the 15th, but then you ended up shechting them early. After all, he says, if it just meant that you designated them as a regular shlomim, then of course you're not yotze, because we have a rule which we're going to discuss now, called davar shebachoiva, anything which you're obligated to bring, ein ba elamin acholin, can only be brought from cholin, and if you're obligated to bring a chagiga during Yom Tov, obviously you can't use for it an animal that you originally designated for some other purpose. So therefore, Tosfos says, what it means is, in other words, you intended that they're going to be for the chagiga, you shechted them for the chagiga, but the problem was you shechted them too early. You shechted them on the 14th instead of the 15th. So Ola is telling us, therefore, that doesn't work. You're not yotze with them the mitzvah of chagiga, and you're also not, because you shechted them too early, you're also not yotze the mitzvah of simcha with them. There really would be on Yom Tov itself. There really is to do would be on Yom Tov itself. Yeah. On Tesvav. Your dal is not yet Yom Tov. No, that was the Chagiga Sabah also. That's a special Chagiga unique to the Korban Pesach, where you bring it in order to eat it with the Korban Pesach. So fine, if you bring it as that, then okay, now you have that to eat by the Seder, and now you'll eat your Pesach ala Sova. But now we're talking about the mitzvah deraisa that we said before. Tosfos had learned that the Chagiga Sabah also is only derabanan, is only in order that you eat the Pesach ala Sova, so you don't come to break bones, etc. I should mention, by the way, I didn't find this yesterday, but there was a sicha from Pesach Tavshin Yud Aleph, so for the first year of the Nesius, where the Rebbe talks about a little bit at length the deeper idea behind this Pesach Nechal Ala Sova, the idea being something like with other korbanos, with other areas of avoda, you have to take into consideration what your body needs. Therefore, it's not a big deal if you eat the meat in order to become full on it, because okay, you know, your body needs food, so therefore it's fine to fill up on it. But over here, the idea is that you're supposed to be going beyond what your body needs, and therefore you don't want to have that you're eating the Korban Pesach because your body needs it. You're eating it in or a la sova after you're already almost full anyway, purely for the mitzvah. But that was the Chagigas HaBa'al. So now we're focusing on the Chagigas HaMisha, sir, which is you have a mitzvah min ha-Torah when you're coming on Aliyah L'Regel to bring a Korban Chagiga. So now you have, Ula is telling us then, that if you shecht, even as Tosfos is saying, you designated it for the Chagigas HaMisha, sir, but you shechted it the day before, no good. You're not yotze the mitzvah of chagiga. You're not yotze the mitzvah of simcha by eating the meat. Mishum simcha dichtiv is a vachta v'samachta, because the pasuk says, now the original context of this pasuk that we're quoting is when it says when they did the brachas of klolos on Har Grizim and Har Evil, where it says they have to bring a korban over there on Har Evil, they have to bring korbanos over there on Har Evil, and you should bring korbanos and you should be happy. But from that we learn that in general happiness, when the Torah tells us to be sameach, it involves eating shlomim. So, ba'inim zvicha b'shas simcha v'leka. The problem is that you need the zvicha, you need the shechting to be done at the same time as you have the mitzvah of simcha, and here you don't, because you shechted it the day before. So therefore, no good. B'shem chagiga, and the reason you're not yotze the chagiga, have a davar shebachoyva, because it's something you're obligated to bring a korban chagiga, b'chol davar shebachoyva, ain't it ba'al, I'm not cholin. When you're obligated to bring a korban, you can only bring it from cholin. You can't take an animal that you were already makdish for some other purpose, and reuse it now for this purpose. And the idea is, in other words, Tosfos says, the same principle, therefore, would be that you also have to shecht it in the proper time to be yotze the korban, and here he's not. So therefore, he's not yotze either one with it. Okay, the Gemara says, Lema Messiah. Can we say that we can support what Ula is telling us in the name of Rebbe Lazar from the following Braisa? Now, the Pasuk says about Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, it says, V'hayisa ach sameach, you should be ach happy. Now, this is extra, because it says already that Sukkos, you should be happy. Shchag b'sukkos tatzel l'cha shivas yomim, v'samachta b'chagecha, and then shivas yomim tochek l'asham alakecha. So what is it adding with the words ach sameach? It means, l'rabbis leili yomtev ha'achman l'simcha, it comes to include that the last night of yomtev, the night of Shmini Atzeres, you have to have simcha as well. Again, simcha means eating shlomim, at least when the mitzvah was standing. Now, Rashi actually learns that this means it doesn't necessarily include the daytime of Shmini Atzeres, but it includes the nighttime going into Shmini Atzeres. You still have a mitzvah of simcha, which now we're going to discuss after we bring the whole Braisa, and then how exactly we learn that, we're going to say, does that mean that so the implication, in other words, is that you have to have meat of a korban to be able to eat on the night going into Shmini Atzeres. Tosfos discusses a couple of things. First of all, it means not only the night of Shmini Atzeres; it means we'll come with this Ach Sameach. We're actually including the nights of all the Yomim, of all the throughout Sukkos. Otherwise, we would have thought it says Shivas Yomim, so maybe it only means the daytime. So therefore, you need the pasuk to tell you the night times as well. Also, Tosfos says that no, actually, it does mean the daytime of Shmini Atzeres as well. In fact, you have the Mishnah in Sukkah, which we're going to quote later on the Amud, says Hahalol Vasimcha Shmoina, the Simcha has to last for 8 days, and if it doesn't include the daytime of Shmini Atzeres, and we're going to say now in the Gemara soon that we're going to say now in the Braisa that it doesn't include the first night either, then you don't have 8 full days. Because it ain't right. So okay, you know, to try and for Rashi, we can say that what it means is you have parts of 8 days. You have the daytime of the first day, the daytime of the second, etc. And then you have when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, you have the night of the 8th day. So you have parts of 8 days, even if you don't have eight full days. So that was Simchas Beis Sheva. That's something else. That's fine, but that's a different kind of sim. When we say, when the Torah tells us a mitzvah, or Yisach Sameach, that's talking about eating the shlomim. The fact that they had a mitzvah, the simcha, by the simcha space of Sheva, that's a different kind of simcha. That's not included necessarily in this yet. Okay. So the Braisa continues. Ata oimer leila yomtov achron. Now you're telling me that it means the last night of yomtov, the night of Shmini Atzeres. Or eina ela leila yomtov arishin. How do you know? Maybe it means to include only the night going into the first night of yomtov. Now, of course, you can't bring a korban by night, but the point would be that you have to bring a shlomim on erev yomtiv in order to be able to eat it that night. Talmud Lema ach sameach cholak. When the pasuk says ach, that the word ach itself is a miut, so it comes to exclude something. As we learned in the first parak, like we had by ach by emission tashmisa sir, where Rashi actually had said over there that one possibility is that ach becomes chait, becomes like meloshin chatzi, a half. So here, the same idea. In other words, it would be that when we might the first night. So now that we brought the Braisa, so we can use it as a proof for what Rebbe Lazar is telling us. My timer. Now, why would you not have to have Simcha the first night? lav mishum de enle b'me yismach. But pashtus, the reason is because you don't have meat of a korban to be besimcha with. Because if you, as we said, as Rabbi Elazar said, if you shech shlomim on erev Pesach, then and you, even though you're eating them that night or the next day, you're not yotz the mitzvah of simcha with it. Well, there we go. That's why you can't. That's why you can't have simcha the first night. Because that's why you can't have this is the mitzvah of simcha the first night. You can't shech korbanos by night. And if you shech them erev yom tov, as he said, you're not yotz the mitzvah of simcha. So therefore, that would prove what he's saying. Okay, Tosfos says. I mean, in that case, then, of course, there's no way to do it. So what would you do? So you would say, okay, maybe if it weren't for that, the Gemara is saying that maybe you could have thought that, okay, when do you need zvicha b'shas simcha? When you're able to do that, when you're able to shecht it on Yom Tov, then you have to do it then. And if you shecht it at erev Yom Tov, no good. Here for the first night, you can't shecht it by night. The only alternative would be to shecht it. It would be to shecht it during the daytime on erev Yom Tov. So maybe therefore you would think you still yotze simcha with that. And the word ach comes to tell us, nevertheless, don't bother doing that because you don't have a mitzvah by that night anyway. We're talking in the mitzvah. So what happens nowadays when we don't have kavanos? We'll talk about further down. We'll talk about what we do as far as simcha nowadays. Okay. So anyway, so that braisa seems to prove what Rabbi Elazar is saying. The reason why we don't have simcha the first night of Yom Tov is because you can't. There's no way to have kavanos on that first night that you're going to be yotze simcha with because you're not yotze with ones that you shecht on erev of Yom Tov. So the answer is loy, not necessarily. You could say the reason is the braisa itself continues. Kidatoni timer. The braisa itself gives the reason why we include the night of Shmini Atzeres and exclude the first night of Yom Tov. Because the braisa continues. Mara isa lodabas leili Yom Tov achron olahoitzi leili Yom Tov rishon. What makes you say that the ach sameach, that the word sameach should include the last night of Yom Tov and the word ach should exclude the first night? Maybe the other way around. And the answer is Marbani Leli Yom Tov Achron. The reason is it's logical to include the last night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, Sheyesh Simcha Lefonav, because you have Simcha before it. So like now you're continuing with that same Simcha. Umoitziani Leli Yom Tov Rishon, Shein Simcha Lefonav, as opposed to we'll exclude Leli Yom Tov Rishon, where there's no Simcha before it. So therefore it's more logical if we have to exclude something and include something else, we're going to say the Simcha starts later than you think. It doesn't start on the first night, it starts the first day. But once it began already, then it continues through the night of Shmini Atzeres. That's the point. No, the point is, in other words, that's the point, that you need to have, that's the point. We would say that on the first night, you don't have shlomim, because the ones that you, that any ones that you shecht on erev Yom Tov, you're not going to be yotze simcha with anyway. And the fact is, you don't have simcha before it, so therefore the Torah is not going to require you to have simcha that night with b'sar shlomim. But when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, you could bring some on Hashanah Rabbah, on the seventh day Sukkos, and therefore the Torah is requiring that you still have simcha by eating basar on that night. So it's not necessarily a solid proof for what Rabbi Elazar is saying. Maybe indeed it's true that you can't be yotze simcha with something that you shechted before Yom Tov, but you can't necessarily prove it from this braisa, because the braisa itself gives a different reason why we don't include the first night and we include the second night, because we look at when the simcha begins versus when it ends. Okay. Most of Rabbi Yosef says, I have another contradiction. A braisa says, Chagiga sabah, so yotze b'mishum simcha, the chagiga that you bring on the 14th, the pashtus meaning where you actually shechted it on the 14th, as we said in the Mishnah, yotze b'mishum simcha, when you eat it, then you are yotze mishum simcha, the en yotze b'mishum chagiga, but you're not yotze the mitzvah of chagiga with it, because the chagiga, the mitzvah of chagiga is that you bring it during Yom Tov. Now, am I? Now, why should he be yotze simcha? According to Rabbi Elazar's rule, you should need to shecht it in the time when the simcha takes place, and you don't have it because you shechted it the day before. The answer is Omer Rabbi Idi Bar Oven sheikiv v'shachta. So Rabbi Idi Bar Oven says, right, the case we're talking about over here is you. It's sort of the opposite of what Tosfos said with the previous case. You intended to bring it on the 14th, but in the event you didn't end up bringing it on the 14th, you ended up bringing it and shechting it on the 15th. So you're not yotze chagiga with it because you had already designated it for a different korban, and therefore it's a davar shebachoiva, and it has to come min acholin. It can't be; it has to be a cholin animal. And in this case, it's not. But you're yotze simcha because the fact is, you are eating it on the 15th. So therefore, Amar Rav Ashi, Hochi Nami Mistabra. So Rav Ashi says, in fact, it's logical to say that that's what that braisa means. The Eloi Tema Hochi, because if you weren't to say that, Homas Nisa Man Katonila. After all, who would be the author of this braisa? Necessarily, it would have to be according to Ben Tema, because it's part of the same Braisa that we quoted before, where we said that we had a Braisa on Daf Ayin, where we quoted a number of things about the Korban Pesach, and one of them about the Chagigas HaBa'aser, and one of them was this detail that you're Yotze Simcha, you're not Yotze Chagiga, and that was according to Ben Tema. Ben Tema apostle Belina, and according to Ben Tema, it's possible Belina. Anyway, he says you can only eat it as long as you can eat the Korban Pesach. So anyway, you wouldn't be able to eat it the daytime of the 15th. So therefore, Shmamina. So therefore, that shows this Braisa is not at all a contradiction against Rabbi Elazar, because the Braisa is according to Ben Tema, and because the Braisa is talking about a Korban that you intended to shecht on the 14th, and in the event you shechted on the 15th, had you shechted it on the 14th. Then you wouldn't be able to be yotze simcha with it for sure anyhow, because you can only eat it until the end of the first night, and you don't yet have the mitzvah of simcha then. So obviously, therefore, the braisa is talking about a separate case where you ended up shechting it during Yom Tov itself. And the point is, therefore, so you're not yotze chagiga, but you are yotze simcha, because the fact is you are eating the meat on the Yom Tov itself. You have to ask the question in that case of what was Rabbi Yosef thinking. Doesn't Rabbi Yosef realize that this braisa is according to Ben Tema and it wouldn't work anyway as a kasha? So what is he even thinking of asking? So the Magen Mishnah on Rambam and Hilchos Chagiga brings this, and he says, maybe Rabbi Yosef would say, if you're leaving it over in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha, maybe then it wouldn't be possible in it. It only be possible in it, he says, maybe bedoichek, you would say, only if you're leaving it over without a specific purpose. But if you're leaving it over for the purpose of simcha, maybe you could argue that would still work. That would be an exception to the rule of Lina. But we're saying that no, the Braisa is not even talking about a case where you shechted on the 14th. Anyway, it's a case where you shechted on the 15th. We said, as far as Ben Tema breaking the bones, we said we're not sure. We couldn't prove one way or the other. We tried to prove it from the Mishnah and Shkolim and said we couldn't prove it. Right. So we left that open, right? Okay. Masiv Rabba. So Rabba says, I have a contradiction on this din of Rabba Lozes. The Mishnah tells us in Sukkah, Ha-halel va-simcha shmoina. Halel and being with simcha during Sukkah, shmoina always lasts for 8 days. So, v'amet be'in and zvicha b'shas simcha. Now, if you're going to tell me you have to shech the korban when you have simcha, hazdim nit sagiyin v'la meshkachas la'el shiva, then you're going to have many times when you can only have 7 days. Kugon shechal yom tabrishim liyas b'shabbos. If the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then you only have 7 days, because you can't shech shlomim on the first day Yom Tov when it comes out on Shabbos. We said yesterday, chagiga is not doicha Shabbos. So therefore, you only have 7 days. Now, the Marsha asked the question, didn't we say yesterday, when Rovin brought up that point, then Abaya criticized him and said, look, you know, you have it in most years, you have 8, why don't we give the same answer over here? And then the Chacham Tzvi answer is very simple, because the Mishnah over there, when you have things that come out on Shabbos, it explicitly says, for example, Lulav Varova, it says, for example, the Lulav, sometimes 6 days, sometimes 7 days, depending whether the first day is Shabbos or not. So over here, if there was a distinction between Shabbos on the first day and not, then it would have said Shiva or Shmona. The fact that it says Shmona means that it's always 8 days. So then so if you say that you can shech the Korban on Erev Yom Tov, then you have no problem. What you do is, no matter what, it's a shlomim, you can eat it for 2 days. So if the first day Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, then you shech them on Friday, and you can still eat them Shabbos day, and you mekayim simcha with that. And then Shabbos itself, you don't shecht, fine. But then Sunday, again, you could shecht the korban and eat it Sunday and Monday, and so forth. And you can go through the whole Yom Tov like that, eating meat of shlomim. Doesn't mean, by the way, that you yourself are responsible to bring that many shlomim. You could be invited to somebody else's shlomim, etc. The point is, in other words, that you have this mitzvah of eating them during the Yom Tov. But if you say, but again, if you say, So the question is that the question is then again according to Rabbi Elazar's rule, ein zvicha ela b'shas simcha. So therefore, a korban that you shecht on Friday erev Yom Tov isn't going to work for this purpose. You can't shecht one Shabbos day. So therefore, in such a year, you're only going to have 7 days of simcha, only beginning from Sunday, from the second day Yom Tov, from the first day Chol Hamoed. No, you can't. According to Rabbi Elazar, it has to be b'shas simcha. Has to be yeah. Besides which, remember, most korbanos you can't bring after the Talmud Trabein HaAbayim. So once the Talmud is brought in the middle of the afternoon, then that's it, yeah. Okay. So. So the answer is, Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yehuda, Mesamcha B'Seirei HaRegolim. Okay, what you do in that case is, you can have Simcha by eating the Seirim, by eating the korbanos Chatos that were brought for the Tzibur on the Yom Tov. Korbanos Tzibur, that Kavua Lahem Zman, that have a fixed time, or Doicha Shabbos. We're going to learn that topic in the next parak, Bez Hashem. So, the same way as the Talmud is Doicha Shabbos, the same way the Musafim are Doicha Shabbos, and the Musaf of Yom Tov includes a goat for a Chatas. So therefore, so that's brought on Shabbos. Most of the Korbanos Tzibur are oilless, so they're burnt on a Mizbeach. But you have a Chatas, so the Kohenim eat the meat of that Chatas. So well, that's one of the questions we're going to ask. But so you have at least the Kohenim can eat that, and they can be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Simcha. Amar Rava Shtei Truvas Badava, but Rava says I have two contradictions to that. Number one, if you're going to eat them on Shabbos itself, you'd only be able to eat them raw. You wouldn't be able to roast them because you can't roast them on Shabbos. So what are you going to have? They're going to eat the meat of the korban raw. Even if you argue that they could, and actually the Mishnah in Menachos tells us that there was a certain scenario where you would have, there were certain kohenim who weren't finicky and would eat the meat raw. The Mishnah describes over there, let's say it calls them over there Bavliim, and the Gemara explains they were actually from Alexandria. Whatever the case, anyway, the point is, the Mishnah mentions over there that you had a case, suppose that Yom Kippur comes out on Friday. Again, you have a sorer from the Musafim that has to be eaten. The problem is, you can't cook it on Yom Kippur, you can't cook it on Shabbos either. You can't cook it Friday night because Shabbos, and it's a chatas. If you don't eat it by the end of that night, it's going to become noiser. So what do you do? So it says over there that these Bavliim or Alexandriim would eat it raw. So you have such a thing. Somebody could eat it raw. But are you really yotze the mitzvah of, but first of all, are you going to have such a thing? And second of all, even if yeah, they're yotze the mitzvah of simcha eating raw meat, not necessarily. Right. So that's number one. V'simcha b'chaylecha, so that's the argument. There's no simcha in eating raw meat. So you're not yotze the mitzvah of simcha with that anyway. V'oid, koinim ochrim b'Yisrael b'masmechim. Also, you're going to say the koinim are eating the meat. What are the Yisraelim supposed to be happy with? They're not eating this chatas. Ela, omer ha-papa, mesamcha b'ksus neki of a yayin yoshan. So the papa says, fine. In that case, what we would say is, the simcha that you have on that first day Yom Tov, when it comes out on Shabbos, is that you have clean clothes and old wine, which is good quality wine. So then, b'less b'reira, then you don't have meat of a shlamim, so then instead you do that. But when you could still say that the Mishnah, ha-halav ha-simcha shmona, still works, according to Rabbi Elazar, because what we mean is the rest of the days you'll eat meat of shlamim, and you'll be yotze that way. And that first day, you'll have ksus niki of a yayin yoshin. So now, yeah. Okay, so which actually we're gonna learn in the last parak of our Masechta Bez Hashem, that the same thing now. We don't have shlomim nowadays, so how we yotze the mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov is that we eat meat and we drink wine, and the women have colorful clothing and so on and so forth, and you yotze at least to a certain extent the mitzvah of Simcha that way nowadays. So here it's the same. Here it's the same thing. Interesting point, by the way, when we say over here, so we're talking about that the simcha doesn't necessarily apply to the first night, do we mean that it doesn't apply at all? So would that mean, for example, the first night you don't have to have ksus nikia? Or does it mean that maybe the first night you have to have whatever simcha you can, including, for example, the clean clothes and the old wine and whatever, and just practically speaking, the shlomim you can only start having by day, and then if the first day is Shabbos, then also by day not. The Magen Avraham, for example, brings something interesting in this regard. He says you shouldn't get married on Erev Yom Tov. Because it's true you have 7 days of simcha, but the biggest simcha is the first night, and therefore if you have it on the first night, ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha, you can't mix the joy of the chasana with the joy of the yom tov. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So all of this was one version of what Rabbi Elazar said. Ula reported in the name of Rabbi Elazar. That, again, if you have this korban that you shechted on Erev Yom Tov, you're not Yotze Chagiga with it. You're also not Yotze Simcha with it. But Ki Osa Ravin Amar Rabbi Elazar, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in the name of Rabbi Elazar. No, Shlomim Sheshachten Me'erev Yom Tov. If you shech these Shlomim on Erev Yom Tov, so again, let's say taking Tosfos to scenario that you meant it to be the Chagigas Hamisha Osir, but you shechted it a day early. So the Rambam says more generically, you have shlomim that you needed to bring for some other purpose, and you shechted them erev Yom Tov. Yotze behen mishum simcha ve'en yotze behen mishum chagiga. You will be yotze when you eat them on Yom Tov. You will be yotze simcha with them. You just won't be yotze chagiga with them. Yotze mishum simcha because loyba inen zvicha b'shas simcha. You don't need the shechting to be done during the time when the simcha takes place. So there's no problem shechting them erev Yom Tov. The ain yotze v'loy mishum chagiga, you're fine. You're not yotze chagiga with it. Have a davar shebachoyva because it's something you're required to bring. V'chol davar shebachoyva ain ba element of cholin. Something that you're required to, you can only bring from cholin. Fine. But the enjoyment of eating meat, that you'll have. So in fact, the Rambam writes like that. If you have a korban that you're bringing for any other reason, on Erev Yom Tov, let's say a regular shlomim, or let's say a regular shlomim, then yeah, you can eat it on the first day of Yom Tov because you have the second day. You can eat it, and then you can be yotze simcha with it. No, we're talking about, because we have to have meat of kodshim primarily. If you don't have meat of kodshim, then fine, you know, nowadays, to a certain extent, we yotze with meat of cholin. But when there's a bis mikdash, and you're there for aliyah l'regel, you have a mitzvah to eat kodshim. But the same thing, let's say you had a bechor animal, you shechted it out of Pesach, or maise behema, same thing, all those things, they're all nechol l'shnei yom v'layla echad. It goes to the Kohen shechts it and eats it. But the point is, in other words, so the Kohen now can be Yotze. The Kohen now can be Yotze if he shechts it on Erev Yom Tov. He can be Yotze when he eats some of the meat. On the first day of Yom Tov, he can be Yotze Simcha with it, according to what Ravin is telling us. Yeah. Okay. Maisvi, the Gemara says, okay, then in that case, I have, so let's go over the same braisa that we did before. V'hoyisa ach sameach, the pasuk says you should be ach sameach, l'rabbis leili yom tov achlin l'simcha, which comes to include the last night of Yom Tov, the night of Shmini Atzeres, that you have to have simcha, and ata oimel l'rabbis leili yom tov achlin, you're thinking that it's in order to include, that it comes to include the last night of Yom Tov, enel l'rabbis leili yom tov edition, maybe it comes to include the first day, the first night. No, mar banu leili yom tov achlin, so as we said, so therefore the pasuk says ach, which means it splits it up. So the first night you don't yet have a chiyuv of simcha. So my timer. Now, why the first night would you not have simcha? Lav mishum de'en lebama yismach. Wouldn't it be because you don't have anything to be misameach with the first night? So before, at the top of the Amud, we tried to use this as a proof for Rabbi Elazar's version of, for Ula's version of Rabbi Elazar. Now that we're doing Ravin's version of Rabbi Elazar, who says the opposite, you don't have to have zvicha b'shas simcha, then instead of a proof, it becomes a contradiction. Lachura, the reason why you're not chayev in simcha the first night is because you can't. There's no korban that you can eat that. There's no carbon that you can eat at that point in the Yotze Simcha. And the answer is, again, loy, not necessarily, kiditanya. The reason is not because you can't bring them. In fact, you could have shechted them out of Yom Tov and be Yotze Simcha. The reason why you don't have a mitzvah of Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov is kiditanya, as the Braisa continues. Mara Isa l'rabas leili Yom Tov achron l'hoitzi leili Yom Tov edition. Why are we saying that you're including the last, night of Shmini Atzeres and excluding the first night? Marbani leili Yom Tov achron, we're including the last night, sh'yesh simcha l'fana, because you have simcha before it, so you can just continuing with the simcha. But I'm excluding the first night. Chain simcha lefanav. There's no simcha before it. I'm excluding means I'm taking out the first night of Yom Tov. There's no mitzvah of simcha on the first night of Yom Tov because of the word ach. And the reason is, it's more logical to say, once you have simcha going already, then it's more logical to say, fine, you continue with the simcha, including into the last night of Yom Tov. But to say that we should have to start it earlier, to have to start it the first night, rather than the first day, that we would need a pasuk for, and we don't, since we have the word ach, then it's more logical to use it to exclude that one. No, I mean, the moitzi means to actually exclude, means to take out. So therefore, so yes, so the point is, in other words, that, no, so you're thinking the braisa is saying you don't have simcha the first night because, practically speaking, you don't have a korban. No, you're not required simcha the first night because of the word ach, because gzeres hakasev. Nothing to do with the question of whether you could have shechted shlomim on Erev Yom Tov and be yotze with them when you eat them that night. Okay. The Rambam Paskins like Rebbe, the Rambam Paskins like Rovin's version of Rebbe Lazar. So therefore, again, you can have a shlomim or a bechor or a meiser that you shechted on erev Yom Tov, and you can be yotzer eating the meat of it the first day of Yom Tov. You yotzer the mitzvah of simcha. Yeah, right. Okay. Next, Omer of Kahana. How do we know regarding the chagiga of the 15th, the one that you bring on Yom Tov itself, the one that you makayim the mitzvah daraisa of chagiga with? How do we know that if the emurim, if the fat and whatnot of it is left overnight, shenif solin belina, that they become posel with lina? And in fact, once we learn it on that, then we're going to learn Tosfos says it applies to all other emurim as well. Now, if they're left on the top of the mizbeach overnight, then you have a machlokes. Well, then you actually have a discussion about it in Zvachim, what the dinim about it are. The halacha is that they're not posel b'roish Hashem Mizbeach. But if you left them off the Mizbeach, then how do we know they become posel the next morning? So Shinema, the lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker, the posuk says you should not leave over the fat of my chagiga, which means the korban chagiga of the 15th, ad boker until the morning. The samachle reishis, the next posuk begins with the word reishis. Reishis bikori ad moscha, that you should bring bikorim. So we're dashing as though the word rachis was tied to the previous pasuk ad boiker rachis until the first morning. So the first morning after the korban is brought, if the emurim weren't offered on the mizbeach, they become posel. So we're saying ad boiker the samachle rachis. The memra, which teaches us, therefore, the high boker boker rishon, that when we say la boker, you should know it means the first morning after the korban is brought. You shouldn't think, in other words, that it means another morning. Maybe it would mean, in other words, let's think of it. The korban itself, you could eat for 2 days. So you might have thought that, they might have thought, therefore, that you have until the morning of the 17th to offer the emorim, because you bring it on the 15th. You can eat it on the 15th and the 16th. So therefore, by saying the word ad boker, and then right after that, the next pasuk begins rishis, we're meant to understand that it means the morning of the 16th. The first morning after the korban is brought, the chelev becomes posel if you didn't offer it on the mizbeach. Actually, the Meshech Chochma has an interesting take on it. He says it's not so much that we're doushening the word reishis to mean the first morning. What it is what do we mean reishis bikori ad mascha? You bring the beginning of bikorim, means you bring the korban omer. Means you bring the korban omer, which is the first from that year's crop of barley that you're bringing as a korban. When do you bring it? On the 16th. So therefore, the pasuk is implying that ad boker, which morning am I talking about? The morning when you bring reishis bikori ad mascha, the morning of the 16th. Okay. Maskiflo Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yosef says, I have a problem with that. Timer de cost of reishis. So you're telling me only because it says reishis, are you saying therefore it means the morning of the 16th, that if you left the fat until then it becomes basal. Ha, like cost of reishis, have amin a mai boker sheni. But if not, then you would think that the word boker means the second morning or afterwards, the morning of the 17th of Nisan. Why would that be? Mi ikamidi de bosu ifsalei ma'urta ve'imurin ad safra. After all, a shlamim, what happens? You can eat it for 2 days. So you bring it on the 15th. This is the korban chagiga, is a shlamim. You bring it the 15th. You can eat it the 15th day, the night after that, the first night chol hamoed, and the second day. But then it becomes posel at shkia. It becomes noisir at shkia. So what's the logic that the meat would become posel already at shkia, and then the emurim at safra, and the emurim would still be fine until the morning? So for that reason alone, you have to figure that if the Torah is telling you that you have to burn them before the morning, it has to mean while the korban can still be eaten. Otherwise, you're saying that you have 12 hours or whatever after the you have 10 or 12 or whatever it is hours after the korban is possible, and the emurim are still kosher. What's the logic? So for that reason alone, even without the word reishis, you should know that. Amalei Abaya, Alom Alois, Abaya says, why not? Barei Pesach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Think of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion about the korban Pesach. Touched on this yesterday. We're going to talk about it in more detail at the end of the Masechta. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that d'oraisa you can only eat the korban pesach after chatzos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with him and says ad shiyalo omer hashachar. Fine, you have a gzeira d'rabbanon that after chatzos you can't eat it because you might get careless or whatever. But d'oraisa, according to him, you could eat till omer hashachar. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, no, chatzos is the deadline d'oraisa. So Ve'emurim not safra, and yet you have the emurim debosel ifsalei machatzos. So the meat became posel at chatzos. Ve'emurim not safra, and the emurim are still good until the morning. So the same thing you can have. Yes, the emurim could be kosher for longer than the meat is. So what's Rabbi Yosef's question? Amar Rava, Rav Yosef Hachi Kokashali. Rav Yosef said, Rava says, you're right. Rav Yosef's question is not really over the fact that it should be that logically you shouldn't have a case where the meat is possible and the emurim are still kosher. Rather, Rav Yosef's question is like this. How do you have a case where regarding the meat, the tana of a braisa does not require the word reishis to say that the word boker means the next morning rather than two mornings later, but Rav Kahana la emurim boi reishis, and meanwhile Rav Kahana is going to say we have to have the word reishis as far as the emurim, and if it weren't for that, we would have thought it meant second morning. If we see that a tana doesn't require that in a different context to say that la boker means the next morning. So Maihi, what is this braisa we're talking about? So the Tanya, the pasuk says lo yolin min abaser asher tizbach be'erev bayom harishon laboker. There should not be left over from the meat that you shecht in the afternoon on the first day. None of that should be left over laboker for the morning. So what does that mean? Livin a chagigas yudalech nechelos l'shnei yom v'layla echad. It comes to teach us about the chagiga that's brought on the 14th, the one that you bring with the Korban Pesach that we talked about in our Mishnah. That one, you can eat it for 2 days and one night, like any other shlamim. So not like Ben Tema, who said they can only eat it as long as the Korban Pesach. Here we're talking according to the Chachamim. Now, continues the Braisa, Oy Eina Ela L'Yom V'Layla. Now, maybe not. So in other words, the word boiker, when it says lo yolim la basa shetizvach ba'erev bayim erishim la boiker, what it means is you're shechting it in the afternoon of the 14th. You can't leave any of it over until the morning of the 16th. So you can eat it on the day of the 14th, or you can eat it that night with the Korban Pesach. You can eat it the next day until Shkia. You can't leave any of it over until the morning of the 16th. But after Omer, maybe not. Maybe the pasuk is telling us that you can only eat it for a day and a night, and therefore that it becomes possible the morning of the 15th, the morning of the first day Yom Tov. No, because when the pasuk says bayom harishon, and then it says when the pasuk says bayom harishon, and then it says and then it says bayom harishon, automatically that means hare boker sheni omer. So therefore, when it says bayom harishon, and then it says la boker, so the word bayom harishon itself means the first day. Therefore, la boker has to mean the second morning. First comes the day, then come right. So in other words, yeah, b'yom harishon laboker, the yom harishon itself means the first day. And then if it says boker, then it's adding something else. So maybe not. Maybe not. Now the Gemara is going to ask soon what the Braisa is saying. Why is it going back and forth like this? But Oy eina ela boiker rishon, maybe not. Maybe the words bayom harishon laboiker go together, and it means the morning of the first day after you brought it, which would be the 15th. Umani makayim chagiga ne'achalos l'shneyam v'layla echad. So what would it mean when we always say that chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and one night? Would mean chutz mizu. Would mean maybe this one is an exception. Maybe most chagigas can be eaten for 2 days and a night, but this one can only be eaten for a day and a night. Since the pasuk says about it, about a chagiga or about a shlomim in general, it says im neder or nedava. It says if your shlomim is a neder or nedava, and the word if is extra. Therefore, limit a chagiga. So your knowledge nechalos the base yamim v'layla echad. Therefore, that teaches us that the chagiga of the 14th is also in the regular category of any other shlomim, any other chagiga, that you can eat it for 2 days and night in between. So therefore, necessarily, bayom harishon laboker has to be split up. Like we said, bayom harishon means that you can still eat it on the first day after you brought it, which is the 15th of Nisan, and then you have the laboker the next morning, the 16th, then you can't anymore. Okay. So now that we have the braisa, so now let's analyze the braisa, and once we finish analyzing the braisa, then we'll get back to what Rava is saying, why Rav Yosef then says, based on this braisa, I can't understand what Rav Kahana was saying about using the word reishis. Ach is out of the picture. We're not talking about simcha anymore. We're talking about the basic din of a shlomim, whether you can eat a shlomim for 2 days or not. Right. So like this. Omamar. So let's analyze the braisa and understand it. We said, Oy eina ela boker rishon. So you said that when it says, Bayom harishon la boker, maybe it means the first morning. What do you mean? How could you think it means the first morning? How could you think it means the first morning? Ha'amach kshu ome bayom harishon la boker, are boker sheni omer. You just said that Bayom harishon already implies the first day, and therefore la boker implies the second day. So what all of a sudden? Are you changing your mind and saying maybe it means only the first morning? So, hachi karma, what the braisa means is like this. You could argue, maybe the Pasuk is telling us two different dinim about two different chagigas. Achas chagigas yudalad, v'achas chagigas tesvav. Maybe what it is like this. You're assuming, the Tana of the Braisa is saying like this. You have the words Bayomer Rishon LaBoker, and you're assuming that those are both referring to the same korban. So therefore you have Bayomer Rishon, you have the next day, and then you have LaBoker, you have the morning after that. Maybe it's actually talking about two separate korbanos, two separate chagigas. The pasuk says that ashtizbach ba'erev, that you shechted in the afternoon. Maybe it's talking about two different kinds of chagiga. One that you shechted on the afternoon of the 14th, and one that you shechted on the 15th. Vizula boikra, vizula boikra. So each one, the next morning after you brought it, becomes pasul. So each one, you can only eat l'yom v'layla. And then, so the one that you brought on the 14th would become pasul the morning of the 15th, and the one you brought on the 15th, which you were yotzeh, your mitzvah of chagiga with it, it expires on the morning of the 16th. How do you know that not? So hoder amar, then the Tana continues, no, like this. Ela dekayim alon chagiga ne'achalos l'shneyam v'layla echad. We know for a fact that the chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and one night. So im neder, if you were to say that both kinds of chagiga that we're talking about over here, the one from the 14th and the one from the 15th, are not l'shnei yom v'layla echad, well then im kein im neder onedava b'mai. Then what are we doing with the word im, from which we know that there's a chagiga that can be eaten for 2 days? I chagigas yedalad haksib b'yom v'layla. It could have said neder onedava. It didn't have to say the word im. It's describing over there in the Pesukim. It's describing how if a person brings a korban toida, you can only eat it for 1 day and one night. Then the pasuk continues, v'im neder onedava zavach korbanei. Then not to say v'im neder onedava zavach korbanei. Then you can eat it for 2 days. The word im comes to add a chagiga, but which one? I chagigas yudalad haksib b'yom v'layla. If you meant it was the one from the 14th, we would just say that the words b'yom harishon teach us that you can't eat it past the first day. So it expires the next morning. I chagigas tesvav haksiba yom v'layla, and the 15th as well. So we can't say therefore that the words by yom harishon and laboker are talking about two separate korbanos, because then you don't have any chagiga that you could eat for 2 days. And we know from the word im that there has to be some kind of chagiga that you can eat for 2 days. So therefore. So therefore, no. What we say is, therefore, the pasuk about Bayom Harishon LaBoker must necessarily be talking. So no. What we say is, therefore, like this. We say that the word im is teaching us about the chagiga of the 15th, that it can be eaten for 2 days, like any other shlamim. So you can eat it the 15th and the 16th until Shvi'ah. Then the other pasuk, by Yom Harishon LaBoker, Kulei Kro LaChagigas Yudalad. The entire pasuk is talking about the Chagigas Yudalad, and the result is Limina Chagigas Yudalad Shnechelos L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. And the result is, we say that also the Chagigah of the 14th can be eaten for 2 days and a night. So we're not learning it from the word Im, but we're learning it from Yom Harishon LaBoker, because necessarily, in other words, we're going in several steps over here. What we're saying is, we thought that maybe Bayom Harishon refers to one kind of chagiga, and Laboker refers to the other kind, and both of them can only be eaten for a day and a night. But if we do that, then we don't have any chagiga that's included with im. So necessarily, therefore, we have to say there's a chagiga that's included with the word im, namely the 15th. Once we do that, then the positive Bayom Harishon Laboker is referring exclusively to the chagiga of the 14th. And therefore, since now we can't break it up anymore, now we have to say that the word Laboker means the second morning. Because again, if it only meant the first morning, it would have just said by Yom Harishon. So therefore, so that the result is that both chagigas can be eaten l'shnei yom v'layla echad. So if we split it, we would have said both of them can only be for 1 day. But because we can't split it, because we can't split the words by Yom Harishon LaBoker, instead we're learning the chagigas tesvav, the chagigas chamisha aser, from a whole different pasuk, then now this one is talking exclusively about the 14th, and since you have a double expression by Yom Harishon LaBoker, then it means 2 days. So now that we understand the Braisa, ultimately is telling us that both kinds of chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and a night, which is like the Chachamim, not like Ben Tema, of course, then now, says Rava, now you can understand Rabbi Yosef's question. Time of the cost of dichtiv by Yom Harishon LaBoker. So why are we saying you can eat it for 2 days only because it said by Yom Harishon and LaBoker? Demai boker, boker sheni. And we're saying the word boker over there automatically means the second morning. Ha kol hecha dichtiv boker stama boker rishon. So automatically, therefore, without that, if it just says boker, then it means the first morning. But Pasuk of like Kol Sabei Reishis, even if it's not followed by the word Reishis in the next Pasuk. So now Rabbi Yosef's question is, why did Rav Kahana on Amar Aleph, when Rav Kahana was learning that the Emurim are possible if you leave them overnight, why did he need the word Reishis for that purpose? It should have automatically been just the fact that the Torah says, Lo Yolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boker, and you don't have any other word together with Boker, automatically it means the first morning. The Tana of our Braisa was saying only said La Burka means the second morning only because it has the word Bayom HaRishon with it. But in other words, otherwise, by default, Burka means the first morning. So why do you need the word Rishis together with it? Why does Rav Kahana say that you need the word Rishis with it to make it the first morning? That's Rav Yosef's question. Okay. Because just the word Burka itself means the first morning. So if it says Rishon and Boker, it means the second. But if it doesn't, then Boker by itself just means the first morning. So why is Rav Kahana saying that I need the word Rishis for that purpose? So that was Rav Yosef's question on Rav Kahana. Okay, and the Gemara leaves the question open. The halacha is like him. If you leave over the Emurim until the morning, they become possible, the Emurim of the Chagiga, in other words, if the Chagiga was brought on the 15th, let's say. If they don't burn the Emurim that night, if you don't burn the Emurim that night, then they become possible. Again, if you leave them Berosh Hashem Mizbeach, if you leave them on the top of the Mizbeach, then the final halacha is that they don't become possible with Lina. Yeah. Relatively, yeah. I mean, you just add certain fats in the kidneys and whatever, yeah. But with other Korbanos, you have more, yeah, of course. Right. Right. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Okay. We'll start the Mishnah now, I guess. It's a longish Mishnah, and we'll recap it tomorrow in connection with the Gemara. Now, the subject of this Mishnah is going to be like this. We know that if a person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, then they bring a Korban Chatas. Now, you have a concept called Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, that if a person is doing something on Shabbos, which he intended to do a mitzvah, and then in the event it turns out that he's being Mechal Shabbos, the question is, does he have to bring a Chatas for that or not? So we had an example of it in Masechta Shabbos, which we're going to bring in the Gemara tomorrow, a case where a person has bris milas to do. Suppose you have a few different possible cases. Let's say we know that a bris milah bismana is doicha Shabbos. When it's not, bismana is not. So let's say you have a scenario, and you have a machloikus in the Gemara there in Shabbos, what the exact scenario is, but one possibility is, let's say you had two babies. One of them was supposed to have the bris on Erev Shabbos. One of them was supposed to have the bris on Shabbos. By mistake, you mixed them up and did the Friday baby on Shabbos. So now you did accomplish a bris milah, but on the other hand, you were mechal Shabbos because you don't have the right to do a bris milah on the ninth day on Shabbos. So then, according to one version in the Gemara over there, Rabbi Eliezer holds his chayav chatas and Rabbi Yeshua holds his potter. According to the other version in the Gemara over there, it's rather that, no, like this, he accomplished a mitzvah no matter what. Therefore, he's not chayav chatas according to anybody. The second version would say that, no, the case was he had a baby that he was supposed to mal on Sunday, and he maled him on Shabbos. So now he didn't accomplish a mitzvah yet, because before the eighth day, but nevertheless, he was oisik b'dvar mitzvah, and therefore, according to that version, Rabbi Yeshua would still say he's potter, even though he didn't actually accomplish a mitzvah. Sunday, you'll have to do a tovus dam bris for that baby, sure, but... Yeah, because it has to be dafka the eighth day. Yeah. Okay. So that's going to be the subject of our Mishnah and the Gemara on it is going to be this matter of where a person is mechal Shabbos b'shoigig and in the course of doing the mitzvah. We do have to mention, by the way, it is required. We're going to see in the Mishnah it is required first of all that it's not a blatant mistake, that he should have obviously realized that he's doing something wrong, and it also has to be that he is oisik b'dvar mitzvah. If let's say for example the case involving the two babies, if there was only one baby that had to be mauled on Sunday, and he mauled him on Shabbos, everybody would agree he's chayev. Because he had no business doing milah at all that day, he should have known, I have no milah to do today, and therefore now that's just carelessness. So therefore he's definitely chayev chatas. In this case, where he has one baby that he needs to maul on Shabbos, and mistakenly he mauled the other one, then we can talk about whether he's chayev or potter. So the Mishnah says, if a person shechts the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, shaloi lishmoi, namely Rashi says he thought that you were allowed to shecht it shaloi lishmoi, chayev olav chatas, that he's chayev chatas for it because he didn't accomplish a mitzvah. The Pesach that's shaloi lishmoi is possible, so he didn't bring a kosher to Korban, so it comes out therefore he was mechal Shabbos and didn't accomplish a mitzvah. We have to eat it that night, but he shechted it shaloi lishmoi. Shalishma means he shechted it. For example, having in mind that it's a shlomim or some other kind of korban. So he thought that you were allowed. That's why. So Rashi says we're talking about he thought that you were allowed to shechted shalishma. The Gemara is going to discuss later on the question. The Gemara is going to discuss. We'll talk about tomorrow. Bez Hashem. The concept of akira betos, if you mistakenly change the designation of the korban Pesach to something else, whether you actually thought it was a different korban, does that actually work? Does it become that different korban or not? So that's gonna tie into our mission over here. Okay. So you shechted it shalo lishmai, it's a posel of korban, therefore that's it, he's chayav chatas for doing it on Shabbos. Because like this, he was over on Isur Shabbos and he didn't accomplish a mitzvah. As soon as the Kohen realizes it's Shalom L'Shmoy, we're going to stop right there and we're going to take it. Yeah, let's say. Ush'ar kol azvachim sheshochtem l'shem Pesach. Now, what happens, other korbanos, if a person shechted them having in mind that they were Pesach, im einen ru'uyin, if they're not suitable, so for example, it's a female animal, or it's a cow, or it's a bull, it's 2 years old, etc., so then chayev, then also he's chayev, because that's carelessness, because he should have realized that this is not kosher to Pesach, and you can't call them toya b'dvar mitzvah on it. The im ru'uyin hein, now what happens if the animal would have been suitable for a korban Pesach? So this is, it's a sheep or a goat, within its first year, it's male, the whole 9 yards, but it wasn't actually a korban Pesach. It was designated as some other korban, and he shechted it having in mind that it's a Pesach. Now remember, most other korban. Now remember, we learned earlier machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. We learned in the previous parak. We know that a Pesach that's shechted shalom l'shmoy is possible. We know that most korbanos that are shechted shalom l'shmoy are kosher. They just don't count for the owner's obligation. What happens if you shecht a different korban as a Pesach? We had a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether it's kosher or not. Rabbi Eliezer said no. Rabbi Yeshua said yes. So if you took an olo or a shlomim or what have you and shechted it as a Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer would say the same way as the Pesach as something else is possible, the same way something else as the Pesach is possible, Rabbi Yeshua would hold its kosher. That it becomes a it's a kosher to shlomim or olo or what have you. The owner is just not yotze his obligation. So here the question is again. So let's say he did that. Rabbi Eliezer Machayev Chatas, that's what Rabbi Yeshua pointed. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say he's Chayev Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua holds, as long as he accomplished some mitzvah, then he's not Chayev Chatas. In this case, he accomplished some mitzvah. It's true you're not allowed to bring a shlomim on Shabbos, but the fact of the matter is he did bring a shlomim, and it is a kosher shlomim. Therefore, he accomplished a mitzvah. Therefore, he can't be Chayev Chatas. So Rabbi Eliezer argues to Rabbi Yeshua, I can prove to you logically that it should be that he should be chayev. Ma ima pesach shu motel l'shmoy, ma doch the korban pesach. You're allowed to shecht it l'shmoy on Shabbos at a pesach. Kshashina es shmoy chayev, and yet if you change the designation of it, you chayev because a pesach that's shechted shloy l'shmoy is possible. Zvachim shein asurin l'shmon. Well, then other korbanos, you're not allowed to bring them in the first place on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. Kshashina, and that would be even l'shmon. You need to take an actual shlomim and bring it as a shlomim on Shabbos. You're still being Mechalal Shabbos because you're not allowed to bring a shlomim on that day. Kshashina es shmon. So if you change the designation of it, you're now calling it a Pesach. Ein edin sheyei chayev. Shouldn't it be a kavachomer that you should be chayev? Chayev chatas. You're not allowed to bring a shlomim on Erev Pesach. No. So that's the thing. Rabbi Eliezer is arguing that we have a kavachomer. Even the korban Pesach itself. If you bring even the korban Pesach itself, but if you bring it shaloi l'shmoi, then you chayev because you didn't bring a valid korban. So then other korbanos, which you're not even allowed to bring in the first place, even l'shmon, how much more so shaloi l'shmon? It should be no good, and he should be chayev chatas. He did even worse. He's bringing a korban which he's not even allowed to bring, and he did shinui shein. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua loy. So Rabbi Yeshua answers not necessarily. That's not a valid argument. Im amar to Pesach shishno b'davar osur. The difference is when it comes to the korban Pesach, where you changed it to something else, you made it osur because a korban Pesach shechted as something else becomes osur. It becomes possible. Pesach sheshachter shalom l'shmoy, as we learned previously, is possible. Toyma b'zvachim sheshinim b'davar amutter. How do you compare it to the other korbanos? You changed it to something what it is the Pesach. You're changing the difference is you changed it to something which is osur to bring on Shabbos. Meaning, in other words, if you take this animal that was supposed to be a Pesach and you shecht it l'shem shlomim, well, you're not supposed to be shechting a shlomim on Shabbos. Fine, you can argue for that reason that you chayev. But in the case of, let's say, a shlomim, which you're shechting as a Pesach, you're allowed to bring a korban Pesach on the say you're allowed to bring a Pesach. So therefore, so you changed it to something which is mutter. You changed it to something which you're allowed to bring on erev Pesach. So there's a reason to argue that therefore it shouldn't be that therefore you shouldn't be chayev chatas. It is true. We're talking over here again. Rabbi Yeshua could answer. According to my shita, a different korban that was shecht the same Pesach is a kosher korban anyway. Only you hold it would be a posel korban. But Rabbi Tosfos explains later that Rabbi Yeshua wants to say, even according to your svara, Rabbi Lazar, even if we accept your svara that a different korban shecht it as the Pesach is possible, but the fact is the Pesach itself is something you can bring at a Pesach. So we have a logical reason to assume that if you shecht it something else the same Pesach, that it should also be b'diyev, not b'diyev, but all right, it'll still be possible according to you, but at least that it shouldn't be chayev chatas. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer answers no. Emurei tzibur yechichu. I'll disprove your point by looking at the korbanos tzibur. Emurim over here doesn't just mean the emurim as in the fat and whatever. It means in general the korbanos tzibur. Shehin mutorin l'shman. Now those you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov, which comes out on Shabbos, because as we said before, it's a korban tzibur that's kavua leizman that has a fixed time, so it's doicha Shabbos. But shehin mutorin l'shman v'ashrechet l'shman chayev. But if a person were to shecht a different animal on Shabbos, having in mind that it's a korban tzibur, we would be chayev, even though the korbanos tzibur are able to be brought on Shabbos. So again, in other words, if you had a person had an animal which was supposed to be a shlomim, for example, and he took it and shechted it on Shabbos, having in mind that it is a korban tzibur, then he'd be chayev, says Rabbi Eliezer. So you see, just because something can be brought on Shabbos doesn't mean, therefore, that if you bring a different korban in the name of that you should be potter. In that case, you chayev. So in the case of the Pesach, also you should be chayev. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, still, that's not the same thing. Loi, imamartebe, emurei tzibur, sheyesh lahen kitzva. You know what? When it comes to the emurei tzibur, there's a fixed amount. You know there's only X amount of animals that have to be brought. So therefore, if he sees other people, let's say for example, he's getting ready to shecht an animal, the korban tamid, he should look around, realize they already shechted the korban tamid, and now he should realize to stop. He knows there's only one korban tamid in the morning and one in the afternoon. In the same way with the Musafim, you have a fixed number of them. So therefore, you should make him chayev if he shechts something else, having in mind that it's the korban tzibur, because that was careless of him. How do you compare it to the korban Pesach? There's no fixed amount. However many Jews there are, is how many korbanos Pesach there's going to be. So you can't expect, therefore, that the guy looks around, he sees, oh, the korban Pesach was already shechted, therefore I don't need to shecht this one. What do you mean? There are a lot of korbanos Pesach have to be brought that day. In fact, Rashi says, even, let's say, he already shechted his own korban Pesach, and now he finds in the Azara another animal that is suitable for the korban Pesach, he might well go and shecht it, having in mind that it's somebody else's korban Pesach. Okay, whoever's korban Pesach this is, I'll do him a favor, I'll shecht it for him, and afterwards he'll come and pick it up and take it from here. No, because since shchita ksheira bezor, since shchita of any korbanos is kosher with a zor, Rabbi Yeshua is arguing when it comes to the korbanos tzibur, even a Yisrael should be looking around and finding out there were already enough korbanos shechted, therefore I don't need to shecht this one. And therefore, if he does, if he takes a different animal, if he takes a shlomim and shechts it, l'shem, korban tzibur, then you can be mechayev him for that. The korbanos tzibur are shechted in the tzafen. Fine, so he shechted this one in the tzafen. He shechted it on the north side of the Azara, no problem. A Yisroel can shecht in the north side of the Azara, sure. A Yisroel can shecht any korban. There's no korban that a Yisroel can't shecht. Yeah. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is arguing like this. When you have the korbanos tzibur, so let's say, for example, let's say we're talking even on the first day of Sukkot. So you have, there's the two korbanos tamid, and then you have the korbanos musaf for Sukkot. Altogether, you have 30 animals that are being brought for korbanos. Fine. The total, you have 32 animals are being brought that day. Nonetheless, the person can, if he comes into the Azara, and he takes a random animal that, let's say, was supposed to be a shlomim, and shechts it as one of those 30 korbanos, okay, that was careless of him. He can look around, he can see there's X number of animals that have been shechted now. He should realize, okay, well, that's all we need today. We don't need any more. Therefore, obviously, this one is not one of the korbanos tzibur, and therefore, he's being careless. On the other hand, says Rabbi Yeshua, with the korban Pesach, there's no such thing. There's no maximum number of korbanos tzibur. So therefore, you can say that he was toyer b'dvar mitzvah. He was making a mistake in the course of trying to do a mitzvah. He thought that this one should be a korban pesach, and he shechted it as a korban pesach, even though it's not. Okay. Now, one thing we have from this is, though, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are both agreeing on the basic concept that if a person were to shecht a korban, that having in mind that it's korban sibur, he would, on Shabbos, he would be chayev chatas. Because again, as we said, Rabbi Eliezer would say in general, you shecht shaloi l'shmoi, then on Shabbos, then you chayev. According to Rabbi Yeshua, in this case, where yesh le kitzvah, where there's a fixed number, Rabbi Meir disagrees with that whole premise. Rabbi Meir oimah afak sheikha, the shem emurit sibur potter. Rabbi Meir says, no, if a person shechts a different korban, having in mind that it's one of the korban sibur, he actually would be potter. Because Rabbi Meir holds, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that as long as he accomplished a mitzvah, then he's not chayev chatas. In this case, he accomplished a mitzvah because it is a kosher to korban shlomim. Remember, kol hazvachim, all korbanos that are, most korbanos that are brought shaloi l'shmai are kosher. So therefore, so it is a kosher to shlomim. So b'di'evet he did, b'di'evet it comes out he did bring a kosher to shlomim. If you're talking on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring a shlomim, but b'di'evet, if it was shechted, it is a valid korban shlomim. So he did accomplish a mitzvah, even if it wasn't the mitzvah that he set out to do, therefore the mayor would hold that he's still potter. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. If still we're talking on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, if you shechted the korban Pesach, shaloi la'oichlov, not for the sake of people who can eat it, meaning we said people who can't eat a kazayis of it, but shaloi la'mnuyav, or not for the sake of people who can, not for the sake of people who are registered for it, where again they can't eat from it, lamulin v'la'arelim, or if you shechted it on behalf of, lamulin, if you sorry, I skipped the line, la'arelim, or if you shechted it on behalf of people who are oral, who can't eat from it, v'la'tmeim, or people who are tamei, in all those cases, chayev, because again, he didn't accomplish a mitzvah, because as we learned in the previous parak, the korban pesach is possible in those cases. But if he shechted it la'oichlav, b'shalo la'oichlav, if he shechted it for some people who can eat from it, and other people who can't eat from it, l'mnuyav b'shalo l'mnuyav, or for some people who are registered and some people who are not, l'mulin v'la'arelim, for some people who have a milah and some people who are alim, l'tmeim v'la'tahorim, or for some people who are tamei and some who are tahor, potter, in all those cases, he's potter, because it is a kosher to korban pesach, as we learned before. Next, shchote v'nimtza bal mum. If he shechted the animal and then he discovered it's a bal mum, chayev, then he's chayev, because a mum, by definition, is on the outside of the animal. So therefore, that was careless of him. He should have checked it first. You actually have an interesting point over here. We're going to learn later on in the Masechta that, now we know by Pesach Mitzrayim, they had to buy it 4 days in advance. They had to buy it on Shabbos Hagadol, Yud Nissen, and they shechted it at a Pesach because they needed 4 days to check it. We're going to learn in the ninth parak of our Masechta, Rabbi Yossi says the same thing is true of the Korban Pesach in future generations. You have to check it for 4 days in advance. So what do we have over here? It seems like we're implying that maybe you don't need to do that because we're saying over here that, let's say you found that it's a Baal Mum. How would you find it's a Baal Mum all of a sudden if you were checking it for 4 days? So the Torah Chesed says on that, maybe you see from that that actually it's not an absolute requirement, and b'di'evet, if you didn't check it for 4 days, then it's still kosher. So you could have over here, let's say, for example, he didn't bother checking it during those previous 4 days, but now he didn't check it, and all of a sudden he found that it has a mum. So now he's chayav chatas because he shechted a korban that has a mum. He wasn't yotze any mitzvah. He didn't accomplish any mitzvah, and it was careless of him because he could have checked it first. Maybe, but a bang in and of itself is not a mum, only if like a bone is broken or something. A mum is something, it's not necessarily something that's going to develop overnight. Okay. On the other hand, shachte v'nimtza trefa baseser, on the other hand, if you shechted the animal, and it comes out, finds out that it's a trefa inside the body, potter, then he's potter, because what could he have done? He couldn't have known in advance that it's a trefa inside the body. Next, shachte v'noida shemoshcha bailamas yodam, what happens? He shechts the animal, and then he discovers that the owners withdrew from them, and they instead decided to register for a different korban pesach. So now this one is possible because it doesn't have an owner. Oish mesu, or the owner died. Oish nitmu, or the owner became tamei. In all those cases, potter b'pnei shachat b'rashus. Because in all those cases, it's onus. He couldn't have even known that this is the case, and therefore he's potter. Tosfos discusses later on. Not necessarily are we saying that everybody would agree to that. We just said Rav Meir holds that as long as you're accomplishing some mitzvah, and then you have more leeway. Maybe only Rav Meir would say in these cases, fine, you're not actually accomplishing a mitzvah because the animal is trefa or the korban pesach has no owner or whatever. Maybe the mayor, though, who holds of a broader definition of Torah b'dvar mitzvah, maybe only he would patter you in this case. The Chachamim, maybe not. Maybe the Chachamim who disagree with the mayor, not necessarily. The owner doesn't have to be there. I mean, he should be there, but he doesn't have to be. We talked about a couple of weeks ago, for example, the fact that, let's say, a Tomei is allowed to send a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's brought on his behalf, even though he's not there. The same thing with the korban Pesach. Usually the owner, or one of the people registered for the korban Pesach, would bring it to the Azara and shecht it there, but it doesn't have to be. So you could have, conceivably, that they send it with somebody else who's not even part of their group. So let's say he does that, and then he discovers that the whole group broke apart, and there's no more group anymore. So now he shechted an animal, which turns out is a possible korban Pesach. Nevertheless, we're saying he's potter. So again, one way of understanding is everybody would say he's potter because like oinus, that's how Rashi learns, or Tosfos learns according to the mayor, he'd be potter because he's oisik b'dvar mitzvah. Okay, and we'll discuss all these points tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.